Item number, SCP-161-JP. Object class, Keter. Special containment procedures. Patients of SCP-161-JP must not hear words meaning aisle, spelled E-Y-L-E. In addition, they must not be allowed to recognize its phenomes. Facilities dealing with patients must maintain the highest levels of quarantine. Description. SCP-161-JP is a mental disorder that affects cognition towards the action and concept of aisling. From patients of SCP-161-JP, cognition towards the action of aisling and concepts related to them are lost retroactively. As a result, for example, a motion of a ballerina aisling around is recognized to the patients as a motion of simply spinning around single-legged, and a false memory, which guides the patients to think that the motion was such, so retrospectively, is created. As an extreme example, the Japanese traditional art No, which consists mostly of performers aisling and walking, is recognized to the patients as performers simply walking around with a fan in hand. Patients of SCP-161-JP that recognize words meaning aisle as a spoken sound lose all memory of the past few hours. The symptom also occurs when they cite the phonemes of the word.
Experiment log, excerpt.
Hey, for how long will this test go on? The test will be over soon. Well then, I will do a particular action now, so please explain the action in your words.
Researcher aisles his arms.
Now, please explain.
You were just sitting in the chair.
Understood. Well, then next.
Researcher points at the whiteboard, which says, children are aisling around in the yard.
Please read this sentence aloud.
Children are, ailing around? Yes, I don't know the word.
The word is aisling right there, is it not?
Huh? Oh, yes, that's it, aisling. Slipped my mind. How could... Oh.
Subject suddenly loses expression and cramps eyeballs violently for 5 seconds.
Are you all right?
Huh? Oh, it was just a slight headache. But hey, won't the test you said earlier start yet?
Addendum. Despite all efforts of the related parties, the origins of SCP-161-JP have not been found, and neither have its effective treatment and protection. The number of SCP-161-JP patients is still increasing, and the number is verging on the limits of the Foundation's ability to correspond. In preparation for the worst-case scenario, the Foundation undertook a super long-term preservation plan of intangible cultural property involving the action aisling. Fortunately, the influence of SCP-161-JP has stayed within the action and/or concept aisle, a term of less importance on daily routines. However, if a similar disorder affecting important ideas such as sleep, eat, or hasot would occur, the damage is presumed to be enormous.